Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In 1938, Joseph Goebbels, who came to power with Hitler as his propaganda minister, firebombing their own capital, another staged event. You can pull up his quotes. I've read many of the papers he wrote. He gave speeches saying, you know, to his propaganda corps, lies don't have to be good. They have to speak to people's laziness and their fear. And so make it simple. And so that's what they do. I mean, they blow the building up in front of you. They've got different stories going. First they were going to announce it, then they weren't. And this article by Watson, great job by Paul Watson, goes on and on and on through all the other eyewitnesses and Greg Bartmer and police officers and people. You know, not just the videos from CNN cops saying they're bringing it down, get back, that building's about to blow up, boom, 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 it falls. But just all these other witnesses and all the other facets and the points. We're not safe as a society unless we start facing up to evil. But people think if they play the mind game, the mental mind game of denying something's going on, it makes it go away. It doesn't make it go away. It only gets worse. And now you've got Limbaugh and Michael Savage and others coming out and saying, especially Savage, that he believes Obama's going to stage terror attacks to blame it on us. And Clinton's out there saying there's about to be bombings. It's going to be your fault. You better shut up and do what we say. And the ADL saying arrest people that criticize Obamacare, basically, and the rhetoric's really getting bad. Well, yeah. I mean, of course the government did Oklahoma City. That evidence is even more voluminous than 9/11. Absolutely red-handed on every front. But politicians come and go. Bill Clinton, George Bush, all these people. When you understand the military mind and you understand the Pentagon mind, 99.99% of them aren't involved in these things. But over and over again, the Pentagon stages terror attacks, even on their own forces, that's in Northwoods, to kill our own troops, to get them angry at a foreign enemy. But it's even worse than that. It is stated West Point and Army War College doctrine of collateral damage and acceptable losses. It goes back to chess invented in Persia 4,000 years ago. You sacrifice a pawn. It's called a gambit. And it's taught 101 in field officer, captain, and above that, hey, you got 1,000 people under you. You know, you're a colonel. You're taking orders from a general. Don't tell your men this, but go ahead and send 10 or 15 of them into an area knowing they're going to get killed, but it'll draw out the enemy, and then you'll be able to kill the enemy and save more of your force. Because if you send your whole force in, you'll end up losing 10, 20, 30 times potentially what you'll lose if you just sacrifice 10 men. And once you buy into that, America's got to get tough. It's not going to fight the Islam threat unless we do this. That's why we're doing this. That's the argument. That's what they say in Northwoods. Well, our country won't face the communist threat, and we need to do it, so we're going to stage terror attacks, bomb D.C., bomb Miami, kill U.S. troops at bases, and blame it on the commies. We're going to have nuclear war with them. And Kennedy said, no, I'm firing L.L. Lemonser and Curtis LeMay and all the rest of you. And they said, no, we're firing you, dead. And then it was declassified 2 months ago by the State Department. This is mainstream news that Bobby Kennedy disagreed with his brother and that he was for staging events. But he wanted to do it in Latin America. I mean, that's how standard this is. 2004, they declassified the manual being used up until this date. But we don't know past this date, past 2004, but it was the current manual, where they teach Army captains in Black Ops, you can go read it, how to stage false flags. You're outnumbered by force in a guerrilla situation, to stage a false flag against the people you're trying to protect, to motivate them to get behind what you're doing for the greater good. That's how we win. Yeah, that's how you win, isn't it? With that pawn sacrifice, 3,000 people. That's what PNAC and separately Zbigniew Brzezinski said. 3,000 dead to launch the empire.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, and it's a war on for your mind. And the American people and the people of the world are waking up to tyranny on every front. Coming up the next hour, I'm going to get into Earth Day they had yesterday. Austin's announced $2.6 billion in new taxes over the next 3 years. To be paid into the large banks, just where I live. We're going to get into CNN calling for one-child policy. It says, don't be so keen on having babies. How about adopting a child instead or implementing a one-child policy? We're going to be talking about that and the financial looting legislation that supposedly is going to get the big banks. Well, even the Texas Banking Association saying it's a fraud takeover and another bailout to the big central banks. That's coming up. Now, I spent the last hour on Fox News admitting that the government and Larry Silverstein were looking at the controlled demolition of Building 7, and they're now admitting that they were considering blowing it up. That's another big admission. The article's bombshell. Silverstein wanted to demolish Building 7 on 9/11. And the Fox News article is called Shame on Jesse Ventura, and that's where they admitted that their reporter was there. And, oh, it's no big deal that we were going to blow it up. So all these years later, all the video, a cop saying, get back, the government's going to blow it up. They ignored all that. Here's another admission. It is a big deal. All right, shifting gears for the balance of the hour. We really appreciate his time. He's one of the most prestigious authors and lecturers and a newsletter writer from Newsmax out there. Dr. Russell Blaylock is a prestigious brain surgeon and expert on the brain. And RussellBlaylockMD.com is one of the websites you can visit. He's a board-certified neurosurgeon, author, and lecturer. He attended LSU School of Medicine in New Orleans and completed his general surgical internship and neurosurgical residency at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. During his residency, he ran the neurology program for 1 year and did a fellowship in neurosurgery after his residency. For the past 25-plus years, he's participated in neurosurgery in addition to having a nutritional practice. He recently retired from both practices to devote full-time to nutritional studies and research. During his residency training, he worked with the eminent neurosurgeon, Dr. Ludwig Kempe. Together, they developed the removal of intervascular tumors, which is one of the most widely used systems today. He has presented their cases utilizing the technique to the Congress of Neurological Surgeons. Look, it's a long bio, multi-pages. I'm going to stop right there. And, of course, we've had many other medical doctors and brain surgeons and endocrinologists and just on backing up what he's saying. But he has all the studies. This stuff is not secret. And we're going to be discussing it with him today. But he was very critical of the H1N1. He pointed out that it popped up in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. Many other scientists, virologists, said it was engineered in the lab. We know that other big companies with the bird flu killed a bunch of people. That was the London Telegraph. In fact, Google, homeless die in bird flu vaccine trial. That got covered up. And then 3 months ago, we had Wolfgang Wudrig, a medical doctor from Germany, on who ran the EU 47 nation board. So I'm just prefacing this before we go to him. 47 nation board that found that the UN and others were paid off by Big Pharma to lie and create this hoax. And now we have all this mainstream news. New Canadian study suggests seasonal flu shot increased H1N1 risk. Here's another one. WHO admits that they exaggerated the dangers of H1N1, Times of India. Here's another one. Seasonal flu shot may increase H1N1. Western Australian reports of adverse reactions to seasonal flu and H1N1. Millions of H1N1 vaccine have been recalled, Washington Post. So, again, Dr. Blaylock and others got attacked by the mainstream media for even questioning this. Well, here they are, vindicated yet again. So we're going to talk about the flu in hindsight and then other toxins in our food and water. Dr. Blaylock, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
Good to have you here. Well, you've got the floor. Let's talk about vaccines, mercury, the studies that you've looked at about the increases of Alzheimer's, brain damage. Explain what's really going on here.
Well, I think just a brief review of this whole fiasco of H1N1 is very telling, and we need to remember this next year because this is going to be revisited. We're going to go through the same thing all over again. And you remember the major government organizations, CDC, the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, National Institutes of Health, all of them were just sending the same message out that this is going to be a killer virus. It's going to target pregnant women. It's going to target young people. It's going to be the most devastating thing we've ever seen. World Health Organization, of course, started this nonsense. Yet when you actually got into the journals, the real high-tech journals that were discussing this, it didn't match what the government was saying. And we're talking about our government as well as the international bodies at the UN World Health Organization. What the science was actually saying is that this virus is difficult to transmit, more difficult than the seasonal flu, that it is not that pathogenic, and they didn't expect it to cause that much death. All of this science reported in the best of the science journals was ignored. Even the CDC was secretly doing studies which found that this virus was very difficult to transmit. Yet when you turned on your television, here's the news media saying, oh, this is so easy to transmit, it's just going to spread all over the world. We're expecting the ICUs and the intensive care units to be overwhelmed. We're not going to have enough respirators for all the people that's going to need them. Young women are going to die that are pregnant in mass numbers. They were putting out figures of 90,000 expected to die, on and on and on. Yet the science the whole time was saying none of that's true. When you actually got on the CDC site, you found out, well, your whole basis for this mass vaccination and threat of forced vaccination has no foundation whatsoever from your own data. When it soon became obvious that the number of infections for H1N1 was nowhere near what the government was saying, and that the death rate was far less than 0.001%. So that means your chances of being seriously ill or dying from this flu was less than 99.9%. So it was less dangerous than the regular seasonal flu. And then when the actual flu came through its first big wave, that's exactly what we saw. The death rate for the entire world was astronomically low, incredibly low. Well, then their next method of scaring the public was, oh, we're watching the southern hemisphere. We're expecting millions to die. Well, the flu went through the southern hemisphere. In both of its waves, it had one of the lowest death rates of any flu season that's ever been recorded. And that includes young children, that includes pregnant women, that includes the young, all of these so-called targeted age groups. And then I started looking at the New England Journal of Medicine, which was doing the largest studies on the flu in the southern and northern hemispheres. And ironically, they left out one of the most important factors in the people that were dying. And that's that they were obese and that they were smoking. Well, they did mention the obese connection, but it was never entered the media.
Well, Doctor, most of the deaths we saw were people who were 75 years old, had double the amputations from diabetes, had lung problems. And then I would see a month later that, oh, this fellow in Austin really didn't die. It was a false positive H1N1. They died of complications from something else. So there was also lots of hyping people who hadn't died from it.
Well, everything they said about it ended up a lie. In other words, they were saying, well, the people were dying from bacterial pneumonia after they got the flu, and that it was pneumococcal pneumonia, therefore they need a pneumococcal vaccine as well. Well, when you looked at the autopsy report, it said, well, most of the pneumonias were not pneumococcal, and there was no vaccine to protect anybody from it. And then, as you said, most of these people had serious illnesses, diabetes or autoimmune diseases, immune deficiency diseases, cancers. So even in the children that were dying, they were sick children. They were not normal, healthy children. But if they could find a so-called healthy person that died from it or became seriously ill, that's the one they plastered all over the news. So they would tell the public, oh, you're a healthy teenager. Is at horrendous risk. Look, here's a case. They had to search high and low to find the case. Most of the cases were from sick children.
Well, it's even worse than that.
All the sick children and sick adults, you had very few cases of anyone else dying from this flu. It was all concocted from A to Z, and this is what's so upsetting about the government. The government knew all of this. They had access to the same information I did. So they knew from the very beginning and all throughout that this was a lie. This was all nothing but a concocted epidemic to sell vaccines and to do damage to large numbers of people in this country. Now, you remember when I first talked to you about this, when all this started, I said Guillain Barre is going to be a big danger of this vaccine, particularly in the countries where they're using the MF59 adjuvant.
Well, let me interrupt you, doctor. I know a whole bunch of people, talk show hosts that are 42 years old, you name it, that went and got the shot, and their hands and feet are still numb, and they got Guillain-Barré, and I know people that are in the hospital dying right now. I know a whole bunch of people in Austin that took it and are in deep trouble.
Well, my point being is when they first started this, they said, oh, we're carefully tracking Guillain-Barré because of the risk factor. Have you heard any major network do a follow-up?
No.
Have you seen in any newspaper a follow-up of what they found? But what you're saying is exactly true, because I get emails from all over the world and all over the country of people telling me this same story. In fact, one person...
Doc, stay there. Doc, sorry to interrupt. We got a break. Come back and tell us that story on the other side. I've got a list of questions for you. you know, what was really in the vaccine. Well, we have the insert, but you can tell us what these ingredients mean. Stay with us. Dr. Russell Blaylock.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Way up north, way up north.
Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest. You can find out a lot more information at his website. We'll give you those several times before he leaves us. But while you were talking, Doctor, you were trying to finish up a story about the reports you're getting. But, I mean, I have family friends. My dad has scores of patients that he knows that have gone to the hospital. Many of them have recovered, thank God. And the doctors are even telling him. And I've seen this a few places in the news, but it's not a big news story like you were saying, that, yes, you have Guillain-Barré, and we believe the vaccine caused it. In fact, talking to Dale Dudley, who has the number one talk show in the morning on 93.7. It's the sister station to 590, our local affiliate, the AM. I mean, he has numb fingers and numb toes, and he went to the doctor, and they said, the vaccine did this to you, but that was the seasonal shot he took. Go ahead.
Right. You know, I got an email from a man who said he felt so bad because he had encouraged his father to get the H1N1 vaccine, and he got it, and his father ended up with a severe case of Guillain-Barré, ended up on a respirator for 3 months, and had just gotten out of the hospital. He's still severely weak. While they were in the hospital, they saw a 10-year-old child who ended up with Guillain-Barré, ended up on a respirator for over a month, and is still on the respirator. I've gotten over a list of 200 women who've lost their babies because they believe the government hype that women needed to get the H1N1 vaccine during pregnancy. And I warned people of that, that you would have a tremendous number of spontaneous abortions. And the big risk, the really big thing, is it's shown that if you overstimulate immunity during mid-pregnancy, you increase the incidence of schizophrenia and autism as much as tenfold. So we still have to wait and see what is going to be the full impact of this. It's going to take a good 10 years before we know just how many people's babies have been ruined by this vaccine.
This isn't like that tranquilizer in the 40s and 50s where they came out deformed and you saw it right away. But again, you're a medical doctor and brain surgeon, but let's talk about why this does that to the brain. But I remember just reading in the inserts of vaccines, period, they had always said don't give them to pregnant women. And now, sickeningly, they were on the news saying pregnant women particularly need this. I mean, this is diabolical.
Well, they were doing that. At the time, there was convincing evidence from our research in neuroscience that if you stimulate the immune system of a pregnant woman midterm, mid-pregnancy, you produce this high incidence of autism and schizophrenia. Well, I don't think I would trade having my child have autism or schizophrenia for this false idea that it was going to protect them during pregnancy, because there's no evidence the vaccine had any protection whatsoever of anybody.
But what about the autoimmune response? What about the autoimmune response? From the medical stuff I read, correct me if I'm wrong, the miscarriages, though, throughout the pregnancy, the body gets overstimulated and then sees the fetus as an outsider.
Yeah, that's part of it. It interferes during the baby's development with the placenta, so that the oxygen and blood supply to the baby is damaged, and you have a spontaneous abortion. And this was occurring in women who were almost near term. So here they were almost ready to have their baby, and they lost it. Well, if you look at the scientific literature, you're not surprised by that. But the media played a big role and getting these women to go take this ridiculous vaccine. As I say, that there's just compelling research that if you vaccinate with these powerful vaccines, because they contain aluminum or mercury, it produces abnormal development of the brain and produces long-term changes in the brain that makes that child at high risk of neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's for the rest of their life. They become hypersensitive to environmental toxins like pesticides and herbicides for the rest of their life. This has been shown repeatedly in the laboratory. Yet here we have a government policy because of payoff from big pharmaceutical companies and government agencies that are pushing this agenda. They're totally ignoring this research, and nobody's refuted it. Nobody's come back and said, well, that's not true, because it is true. It's very well accepted in the neuroscience business. And these are the kind of type of things that concern me. That's the other thing that concerns me about.
Dr. Blaylock, got a break. Long segment coming up. It won't interrupt you for 18 minutes when we return. Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest. The website is RussellBlaylockMD.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're going to get into other toxins in the environment. Why are they doing it? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold drive.
By the way, folks, I named a radio talk show host in Austin who took the seasonal, got Guillain Barre for months, was getting numb all over. Thank God most of it's gone away. His toes are still numb, and the medical doctors in Austin told him it was the vaccine. Now, this is in the inserts. And they put out these fake fact sheets at the pharmacies and at the colleges and government buildings saying there's no mercury, can't cause neurological disorders. But then you get the actual insert, which we have up on screen. And we're going to be going over that with Dr. Blaylock. Now, that's what's so frustrating about this, because there were big mainstream articles I read attacking Dr. Blaylock and others when he was simply trying to save lives. I mean, you know, he's a multi-degreed, you know, top doctor, somebody who's researched all this. He's got all the peer-reviewed mainline studies. As he said, this is not secret. They know what they're doing, and I'll ask him why. We're going back to him here in just a moment. Before we do that, I want to encourage listeners to support this radio broadcast. That means supporting our local sponsors on AM and FM. That means spreading the word about, say, the free iPhone app, giving us 5-star rating. Be sure and rate it when you get it. Listen to the show whenever you want, however you want. You have friends and family that have iPhones or iPads. send them the link. It works on the iPad to our iPhone app. It has archives of the show, live stream, the restreams, the free iPhone app, big banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or you can find it on the Listen tab page. So expanding on that front. And we also have produced two new films that we released in April. Normally I release one film at a time, but these two films and their production schedule both got behind. We spent a year and a half on Invisible Empire, a year on Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. They expose this entire agenda, why they're doing it. It wakes people up so they understand. And your purchase of the high-quality DVDs also supports this radio broadcast. So please get Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, now shipping, now available, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, now shipping, now available, getting rave reviews. I want to thank folks out there for their support with the film. Or you can download all my films, the live TV show, the radio show, podcast, and higher quality by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also call toll-free to get the books and videos and materials that we have on the website, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we've also added four new books to the catalog yesterday. The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, Jesse Ventura's Don't Stop the Revolution Without Me, and several other books. And for a limited time, because when Terror Storm runs out, the price will go back up and I've got to reprint. The premier film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, is free with the books right now. Free. One of my top films, free. That's how important it is this film get out to everybody. So that new special is up there on the website. We couldn't do this without your financial support, so I want to thank you. Speaking of support, be sure and support Dr. Russell Blaylock. He has several websites, but what's the best website, doctor, for people to visit?
Go to www.blaylockwellnesscenter.com. B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, wellnesscenter.com.
That's blaylockwellnesscenter.com. Okay, so I was ranting there about the fact that they know, I mean, on the insert that really came with the H1N1 and the seasonal, it says can cause neurological disorder, Guillain-Barré, can reduce fertility, can cause cancer, and we've shown that over and over again, and I believe, and I want you to talk about this, that not only do we have a record low flu season worldwide, both seasonal and H1N1, but the Wall Street Journal had to admit a month ago, and we covered this several times here on air, if anybody wants to pull it up, that it was record low for people taking vaccines. And now Canadian studies show, they have four different studies, I'm sure you've seen them, but it's in mainstream news, even MSNBC, that people that had taken the seasonal flu shot were upwards of four times more likely to contract and actually have a problem with the H1N1. So can you speak to that and what's in these vaccines?
Yeah, that Canadian study came out right in the middle of all of this, and they were still screaming that you need to get the vaccine. The Canadian study showed that if you took the vaccine, it at least doubled your risk of contracting H1N1. An Indian study out of India found the same thing. Yet it had no impact on the U.S. policy. It did the Canadian policy. A lot of my material was going to a friend of mine in the Czech Republic, and she was translating it to Czech, and it's going throughout the media. Well, interestingly, the Secretary of Health for the Czech Republic was encouraging everyone to get the vaccine. It said she took it. The President of the Czech Republic said he wouldn't take it. He was scared of the vaccine. Well, guess who got the infection? The Secretary of Health, President, they did H1N1. They had 1 million doses of the vaccine ordered for the Czech Republic. They have 800,000 doses that are sitting. No one will take it. So the vast majority of people listened to the advice and did take the vaccine. Now, the thing that people need to understand about vaccines, and this is not just the H1N1, but all vaccines. The big secret in the vaccine manufacturing is that they're all contaminated. And they admit they don't know how to get contaminating viruses and mycoplasma out of these vaccines. It's impossible. Their top experts have admitted that. The other thing is almost all the vaccines are now manufactured in China. The United States FDA is not allowed to enter any plant that manufactures vaccines in China. they allow to come once every 12 years, and they can look at the records that the Chinese Communist officials give them, and that's how they make the determination that it's safe.
Let's say that again. The communist Chinese, who have a eugenics policy, one-child policy that meshes with the people that run our government, they're making, and some numbers I've seen, upwards of 90% of the vaccines that we take in Europe and the United States, but more so in the U.S., are being made by China. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, these are the Chinese that contaminated a culture that's estimated to kill at least 10,000 people worldwide. They contaminated baby food. They've been involved in
melamine.
Numerous scandals of contaminating products all over the world. And yet we turn over something like vaccination to the Chinese government, and we're not even allowed to look inside their factories. We just take the millions of doses of vaccine that come from these Chinese plants. They're not even examined once they're manufactured by the FDA. But even in the best of cases, you cannot sterilize. Now, the viruses that are in there, they admit there may be dozens of viruses that cause cancer.
Well, just 2 weeks ago, Doctor, it was in the news that millions of vaccines have this pig cancer virus in it. And I read the government reports declassified in the 70s that over 100 million Americans were given the polio vaccine that had SV40. Which gives people cancer.
Yeah, and they've proven that the really scary thing of this SV40 and the polio vaccine is that it's vertically transmitted.
It's communicable.
If the virus goes through each generation. So your parents transmit it to you, you transmit it to your children on down the line. And they're seeing a lot of really terrible malignant diseases like mesothelioma and megaloblastoma at the moment, in which they're isolating this SV40 virus as the causative virus in these horrible malignancies in children today, showing that it's still being transmitted through generations because, as you said, they've estimated 100 million people contaminated.
Well, more than that, I saw an Indian study, and correct me if I'm wrong, this was years ago, that was in the major Indian papers, that 100% of their municipal sewer systems were filled with SV40 from the vaccines, and not only is it intergenerational, passed on from parent to parent, from parents to children, their offspring, but that it is transmittable from person to person.
Yeah, and this is a big word, because this is a major carcinogenic virus. And the government scientists have just bent over backwards to try to make the case that this is not a dangerous virus. Forever, they denied it was even a carcinogenic virus until it was absolutely proven in an NIH lab. Then, since then, they said, well, we'll do epidemiologic studies in the United States and see if there's any increased cancer since we've given the polio vaccine. And so they came out with a big denial, well, we didn't see any increased cancer rate. Well, the people that know about epidemiology studies said, well, the study was fixed so it wouldn't show it. Now that they've actually typed the virus and from the tumors themselves, there's no denying it's not a contaminant. It is the causation of some of the worst malignancies of children we know of.
Well, Doctor, let me stop you again. Just from memory, 4 months ago, the AP reported that all over the world, UN polio vaccine is, quote, giving the children a, quote, weaponized super polio. But that was just in a few newspapers. And then we see, I mean, I've talked to other medical doctors. I want to ask you if this is true, but that 30, 40, 50 years ago when they were in residency finishing up their medical degree, that they would take them into the ward and show them a 10-year-old with cancer, and it was like finding a four-leaf clover or a leprechaun. It was so rare. And now everywhere I go, there's 5-10-year-old kids just dying everywhere of cancers, and many times it's linked to formerly rare cancers that have been conclusively proven to be tied in with the SV40. So, A, can you speak to that? And then, B, come on, we know this isn't an accident. I mean, they're eugenicists. I mean, we have all these government documents where they want to reduce our numbers.
Well, it is true about the incidence of these cancers. And all of us older guys talk about that, how these cancers we're seeing now were so rare, you were lucky to see one or two cases in medical school and in your residency training. Now, we're just seeing them everywhere. Things like pancreatic cancer used to be extremely rare. Lymphoma was nowhere near the incidence that it is now. Now it is the number one malignancy in 30-year-olds and rising all the time. So we're seeing a great number of diseases, and even things like asthma. Asthma has increased over tenfold in the last couple of decades, and it's estimated that it's the vaccine program that's producing it.
Why is it causing a heightened over autoimmune response?
Yes, an autoimmune response from the components in the vaccine. And we also know that type 1 diabetes, juvenile diabetes, is related to vaccines. This is a new study just came out, made a very strong case for it. Yet their attitude is, well, it's more important that we vaccinate everybody than we worry about a couple of hundred thousand kids who are crippled every year and thousands who will die from complications of these vaccines. And you're talking about contaminating the whole population with these viruses that are contaminated. You can't get rid of the virus. These viruses are incorporated in your genetic structure. They're passed on to your children and grandchildren.
Let me stop you again, because there's so many points I want to cover with you. This is incredible. I'll have to do a part two. You're so gracious to spend this time with us. Going back, and I just had the article up on screen, mainstream news reported, and this was going on in April and May and June of last year, that last year's seasonal flu and this year's seasonal flu, some of the major companies were putting an H1N1 simulant. And then I had medical doctors on that explained that viral simulant was really an attenuated virus. And so now that's why they're saying you take the seasonal flu, then you get H1N1, which is what four different studies out of Canada, and you mentioned one out of India, have shown. So please speak to that. But then overall, second question, is it the good news that we're having record numbers of people refuse vaccines because people are finally getting wise to this? Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's true that they're manipulating these vaccines all the time, and they're not telling the public what they're doing. You know, they're putting viruses in, they're putting antigens in, these vaccines, and no one's telling the public what's being added to these vaccines. Now, your second observation, what's happening is secretly, since we've had this disaster with H1N1, which should have been the learning lesson, right at that time, Merck Pharmaceutical was secretly going to the state legislature to get them to overturn exemption laws, so that you couldn't refuse the vaccine because they were so upset that so many people had refused the vaccine in this season. And right here in my own state, I know of this action taking place. And in your state, you know, Governor Perry was getting the Gardasil as a mandatory vaccine because he was getting money from Merck Pharmaceutical. So our state politicians are people we need to keep an eye on because they're going to override exemptions to these vaccines and force people to do it. The other thing, this new health care bill that was passed, if anybody bothered to read it, inside it said all vaccines recommended by the CDC will be made available. Well, that doesn't just mean made available. It means people will take them. Or you cannot get health care in the United States.
Well, we know they tried in New York and Massachusetts to force people to take it, so we know this is what they have in mind. And I want to get you back on about health care. There's so much that we could pick your brain about here, and we're running out of time. What about Gardasil? I mean, I remember 4 years ago in the trials, it was in the news that it was killing a large percentage, statistically, one of the most dangerous vaccines ever, this cancer virus. And then the insert admitted it didn't even protect you, but from a few strains, and there's thousands of these things. And then Rick Perry came out and said, you must take it, which was another hoax. He just put it on the list of recommended through the health department. And now they want to make boys take it. And people are dying all over, and they just don't give a damn.
Well, it's a worthless vaccine. And there's a new study out that shows that just increasing certain nutrients in your diet reduces cervical cancer by 85%. Well, that vaccine is nowhere near that effective. So if you truly wanted to prevent cervical cancer,
Or not let them have sex with people.
Sure. I mean, you could do something really drastic, and that is reestablish a moral principle in which you're not having sex with everybody you meet in the shopping mall. But, you know, that's so drastic, according to the collectivist left-wing viewpoint, we can't dare turn back the clock because that would just violate the laws of the universe, according to their way of thinking. But, you know, we've got to reestablish the foundation of morality. We've got to reestablish these things and just tell the far left and the extreme social engineers we're no longer going to listen to their nonsense, because everything they've engineered in the last 70 years has caused disaster. I mean, the whole sex education thing was their idea. It was going to stop teenage pregnancy. It was going to stop the spread of venereal disease. Well, both have risen astronomically since this brilliant social engineering program.
Well, their brilliant eugenics plan. Absolutely. Donner, we got to break again. Stay there. Amazing information. With our guest, Dr. Russell Blaylock. We'll give you his website again and tell you about all the great materials he has there so you can educate yourself. We're honored to really have a great patriot who's really probably saved hundreds of thousands of people on the show with us.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Blaylock Wellness Center. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll put it up on screen for folks. BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. Dr. Blaylock with us 5 minutes in the next hour and a bunch of other important news coming up. But look, I didn't just read stuff on the internet. I sent off to universities of the UN. I got the actual biological diversity assessments. We have over 100 books written by top scientists, the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, the head of the UN, all of them. All they talk about is putting things in your food, water, and your vaccines to sterilize you and dumb you down. I know that sounds horrible and hard to believe, but I mean, here's the Times of London. It was also in ABC News. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. And it says, America's richest people met in secret at Rockefeller University. And at the end it says, for a world government to carry out population reduction. And I've got CNN here yesterday calling for a one-child policy. Listen, there's a reason China is at the heart of this new world order, and they're making your shots, and it makes you have miscarriages and get cancer. I mean, this is a fact. Dr. Blaylock, getting down to that point, I mean, you're a medical doctor, brain surgeon, scientist, but we've talked before. You've been criticized by the media for your courage, but you're just reading. I mean, you've read the same documents I've read. I mean, am I joking around when I say the elite are saying they want to do this to us, and then 2 + 2 = 4? It's happening?
Well, there's been a great number of books written about population control, which if you're really interested in, if you have any questions about this, you say you can get on government website, you can get on foundations. There's a number of powerful foundations that are supplying billions of dollars for this purpose, world population control. And if you read the literature, I mean, these are some of the most powerful people in the world. If you read their literature, they openly talk about how we've got to drastically reduce the population of the world and how everybody that survives this population control are going to benefit enormously because so much land will be available. It'll be easier to feed the population. There'll be less disease, on and on and on. They give all this justification. Well, there's a lot of people in powerful positions who believe this. I've had a number of my physician colleagues who agree with it. And the doctor's lounge will tell you, well, I think that the population needs to
let me interrupt you again. My dad, he's an oral surgeon and dentist. He has a lot of physician friends. And when he went to college, he said in the 60s, this was the majority view. And what these people don't understand is these physicians aren't elitist either. Their kids are taking this stuff. See, the average yuppie doctor, and I want to get your comment on this, they think they're immune for this. It's fine to, we're spiking those black people shots in Africa. What these immoral people, control freaks on power trips don't get is this is being done to everybody, isn't it?
Well, you're exactly right. And it's the delusion that somehow they're going to be in the group that's going to be spared. And when you look at the history of this collectivist movement, those are the people that are going to be included and the ones to be removed. I spoke on your program one time about Dr. Lilly. He wrote the Molecular Visions of Life, which is the history of molecular biology in America. Well, she is a very highly regarded historian of molecular science, and that's what the book's about. But she goes in great detail showing how the Rockefeller family had engineered with all of their friends, these multimillionaires, particularly through the foundation, a program to cause drastic reductions in human population. And he was absolutely obsessed with it. Now, this is one of the wealthiest men in the entire world, owns tens of thousands of corporations, either directly or indirectly. Was one of the major forces that created the Council on Foreign Relations. Powerfully influential in Bilderberg.
Doc, one more segment. 1 minute break. We're coming back to you. Finish up with that point. Then let's talk about these eugenicists now having government death care over our lives. What this means.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.